as we align with our heavenly bliss. So we want to remember that we're the ones creating our forward appeal. We're the ones creating choice by choice to choose our light, to choose our heavenly bliss, to surrender to the offering, the invitation that is acquired within. So as I receive each, I receive you as this glowing light, as this glowing acknowledgement, as this glowing establishment. So we want to remember that while we seem to be dictated by form in our physicality, in our physical awarenesses, that in fact, we are light. And it is the light that's going to bring forth the transformation, the resolution of old appearances, because the old appearances are really just recycling lack. They're recycling the belief in separation. They're recycling the belief in victimization. In other words, things can be done to me that I have no control over. So as we surrender, when I say surrender, it's like each of us have these extraordinary pair of angel wings. Now, of course, we don't have angel wings. It's just the mind that creates this. But the idea is there's power behind the wings. Excuse me. There's liftoff presence. In other words, there's acknowledgement of the truth of our very essence. And so as we arrive at this promised land, as we arrive at this new tomorrow, we bring forth, we herald in the new landscape of assurance, because what we are consenting to, what we promise to do in our arrival, in our physical birth, is to bring forth truth for all to see. Not for them to see and witness with the physical eyes, though they will, but to receive in consciousness, to receive in our full broadcast. So what we're doing is releasing the old premise. We're releasing the old confinement, the old establishment, meaning that this is who you are, this is how it's mandated you should function. So just imagine these limitations, these boundaries, these beliefs. It's almost like they're getting thinner and thinner and thinner, so that they know, so we just kind of surpass it. We go past it. We go beyond it. So again, we're going beyond our thoughts. We're going beyond our past beliefs. We're going beyond the grooves of the old record player and assuming our full proximity. Now, again, when I say this, or when it's broadcast through my vocal cords, when I keep saying my, like I don't even believe in the my, it's energy, it's presence. So like the daily message, aligning with source, this is what we're all allowing and prescribing to and consenting to. And again, it's predetermined. It's our destiny. It was all decided when we took the incarnation. So allow yourselves to receive the gifts of true mastery. Again, mastery is aligning with the truth of self, not being, how would I put this, controlled, confined by the old belief of self, the old belief of what the world is. We're going beyond boundaries. We're going beyond past considerations. That past considerations felt perfect to me because it's sort of like passing over. I used to stop there. I used to believe in this, but I'm passing over that past belief and drawing from my benevolence, drawing from my establishment, drawing from heavenly positioning. So the light that we are now have come upon is quickening our establishment. Again, we're turning on the light within self. We're remembering through the light codes our own understandings and permitting this new affordability. So then what we experience in life is signaling for change because we have agreed to the change within. So as you will receive this light, just feel yourself like morphing, evolving, be like the higher and higher broadcast. So when I receive this for all of us, there are no boundaries. There is no, like, your physical body stops here. It just isn't. So we're going beyond the physical and establishing our true portfolio, our true establishment. And so these energies are teaching us, showing us our commitment. So we're committing to go beyond the old franchise. This is very, very, they're saying, like, we're entitled. So we're not, it's like stepping out of the script, stepping out of the old belief. So whatever we had planned for our linear life, like, I was going to retire at this age, I'm going to get a nice country home, I'm going to stay in this relationship, or whatever it is, allow yourself to dance. Because when we dance, we return to our light. So when we say dance, it's like listening to your own broadcast, listening to the truth of your own soul. So many of us have, like, I just see, like, earmuffs on us, where we haven't heard our original promise. Some of us are still responding to our ego that isn't very so kind to self. So this is where we kind of, like, went underneath, showing me a submarine, like, you know, for safety. Like, I gotta go dark. I gotta not be seen, heard, experienced. So again, noticing the colors, noticing the lights, noticing our true holy vision, our true holy vision. So the vision is of our true nature. It's of our true self. So we can see it where we go beyond boundaries. We go beyond thoughts. We go beyond the mind. So we may see it in terms of talking to a friend, talking, seeing things in the news, but specifically in realizing, allowing our true residence to be offered, to be heard. All of us are activating our spiritual qualities. These are our natural gifts. So whether we were in ancient Egypt, Lemuria, wherever it is, or all of the above, this is our signaling of readiness to return to our true alignment. So the more that we consider this to be our, how do I say this, like our now normal or normal stance, our normal declaration, it's sort of like, and now this is where we begin. And so this is where we begin. So just imagine, like, moving in liftoff fashion. We're leaving the old script, we're leaving the old confinement, and we're breathing a sigh of relief in our new proximity. And now we begin here. So it's a brand new page, it's a brand new timeline, I got Glenda the Good Witch. So again, this is just symbolic of we're teaching ourselves our true revelation, our true understanding. So allow these energies, allow these light codes to teach and to show yourself the new affordability. This is where all of a sudden, I never even thought to do that. I never even saw that as a possibility. So we're reaching further. We're extending our proximity of value, our placement, our consideration. So it's same old thing, but we're seeing life from a new experience, from a new gesturing, from a new provincial, like a new positioning, I'm going to say. And so allow these liftoff procedures to be noticed. Again, noticed in consciousness, noticed in self. I've just got my crown chakra just buzzing, like there's a something vibrating up there. Buzzing. So again, when I'm receiving everyone, it's almost like a game of peekaboo, where it's like you don't see it, now you do. You don't see it, now you do. So what we're doing is we're getting used to the alchemy. We're getting used to the new visioning. So you may feel it as a quickening. You may feel it as excitement. There may be a little bit of nervousness. It's like, wait a minute, I knew how to play the old game. I don't know how to play the new. But the more that we can see that in a favorable posture. In other words, this is exciting. Nervousness and excitement, same energy, positive or negative. So we're getting used to going abroad. We're getting used to new entitlement. So imagine visiting a place you've never been before. It's exciting. You don't even know what to expect. But it's all good. So allow yourselves to receive your light, invocation of love. So remember, love is what we're harnessing. Love is what we're bringing forth. It's a sweet nectar of the new age, because the fifth dimensional state is one of love. And so as we vibrate to that love, as we hold love in our truest semblance, this is what creates the new reality. So this is where we're leaving the old disenfranchised energy or state and abiding by our true conviction. Greatest power is love. So we're receiving on all levels. So as we receive the light in the now moment, it's offered to our past. Remember, it's all eternal. So everything is in the now. So as we receive it in the now, it's off. Someone needs to hear this. It's offered to the past. All choices are in the now. And allow that to take hold. Allow that to breathe in and through. You may imagine breathing through situations. You just may receive and know that all situations are covered by your new choice making. You may feel led to offer the light to others that you know that are still believing in the illusion of suffering. Remember, we're each being guided by our higher self. And we're learning to abide by that. We're learning to trust that. Everyone has full access to their higher alignment. And receive that. Know that to be so. They're showing me the card suffering in silence. So remember, it's the mind, it's the ego that still thinks it's separated. What we're doing is we're diluting that illusionary state and returning to our alignment with Source, which is the truth, which is the anchoring of the new age, of the new earth. And remembering that anchoring is coming forth in kind gesturing, coming forth us. We are the creators, the architects. Light showers. So we're showing ourselves the light. We're showing ourselves our capacity, our capability. Dropping our history, dropping the past. Allowing the light to stir us to readiness. Let us receive. So beautiful. All right.